From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, August 12th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org.
A new Trump administration rule will likely make it harder for immigrants who are in the country legally to become U.S. citizens if they use public assistance. And as Patty White reports, legal advocates in Maine say the rule is designed to shift the immigration system in favor of the wealthy.
The rule expands the types of public assistance programs used by immigrants that make them ineligible for residency or citizenship. Those new programs include Medicaid, food stamps, and housing assistance. Sue Roche, the executive director of the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project, says current policies already ensure that immigrants won't become dependent on government benefits.
This rule is really an attack on our legal immigration system, and it's another policy that is really working to keep families separated.
Roche says the rule applies to immigrants seeking residency because an immediate family member has residency or citizenship. She says it's unclear how many people that affects in Maine, but the rule does not apply to refugees, asylum seekers, or those granted asylum. Barring legal challenges, the rule will go into effect in mid-October. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Environmentalists say the Trump administration's changes to the Endangered Species Act would undermine the 1973 conservation law so much that Nick Lund of Maine Audubon says many species in Maine could be put at risk.
We have several, piping plover, roseate tern, among others. And we're still trying to work out now that these rules are finalized.
The new rules allow economic factors to be considered when declaring a species endangered, and they eliminate climate change from consideration. Supporters of the original law argue the bald eagle would probably be extinct today without the law as originally written. And the Presque Isle Utilities District will need to find a new way of disposing of wastewater sludge after tests revealed soil from the fields used to spread the sludge are higher than the state threshold for a class of chemicals. The tests revealed fields used by the utility were above the Maine Department of Environmental Protection's upper limit for PFAS chemicals. The Bangor Daily News reports District Superintendent Frank Kearney says the district has been planning to phase out the practice. He says the district's asking Maine DEP for permission to apply about 500,000 gallons that are still in storage. In weather tonight, isolated showers with lows in the low 50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and dry north. In the south, overcast with a chance of showers and thunder. Thousands of kids across the state are in their final month of summer camp. The camp setting has often been viewed as a therapeutic experience that can teach kids social skills and teamwork and build self-esteem. But many camp administrators in Maine say they are seeing more kids with social and emotional issues, including anxiety and attention deficit disorders. Robbie Feinberg reports on how they are responding to those needs.
When you think about that idyllic New England summer camp experience, Camp Beechcliff on Mount Desert Island is probably close to what you picture. More than 800 kids, mostly locals, attend the day camp each summer, where they swim and canoe at nearby Echo Lake, practice rock climbing, and of course do arts and crafts.
So you want to get your two pieces and cross them over so it makes an X?
Inside a big canvas tent, an incoming third grader named Liberty is cutting up an old dress and repurposing it.
So I'm doing purse or like a bag.
Liberty says camp is awesome this summer, but last year was a lot harder for her. She says when she got into a big group, like at lunchtime, she could get overwhelmed.
But I just get mad or sad, and I don't have any place to go except in my group, so I just want to be alone, but I can't because I'm in the group.
This summer, Liberty says camp has been a lot easier because of a new social worker on staff. Camp Beechcliff is part of a growing number of camps that are hiring on-site mental health professionals to address increasing rates of social-emotional issues like anxiety and ADHD that have become a challenge for campers, counselors, and administrators.
For the past, 10 to 15 years, we've been seeing an increase, an uptick of trauma, coming to camp with kids and also with young staff members.
Tom Rosenberg is the CEO of the American Camp Association, which did a survey finding that more than a third of camps responding expected to see an increased number of campers and staff with diagnosed social emotional needs.
So we've been working really hard to understand those needs and then create supports for them and accommodate them.
Rosenberg says his organization offers professional development and access to training, such as mental health first aid courses. But Debbie Deal, the executive director of Camp Beechcliff, says in recent years it became clear that more was needed.
Because we do 40 hours at least of training, and then we do some other additional trainings as camp went on, we had a procedure that would work, but we found more and more kids actually needing the help.
Right in here. The chill zone. There's also something out.
This year, Camp Beechcliff has brought in a white tent called the Chill Zone. Inside is a newly hired social worker, Corey Hunkler, who has outfitted the shelter with soft chairs and drawers stuffed with Play-Doh and other squishy toys. Hunkler says up to 15 campers a day visit the Chill Zone when they feel overwhelmed, upset, or have a conflict that needs to be resolved.
Because these are big times of the day where it's loud, it's chaotic, and so these kids that kind of struggle or have more like things going on, they really need that extra support.
The visits to the tent often aren't long, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. They talk about how the camper's feeling, then make a plan to help them rejoin their group. Camper Liberty says it's helped her.
And it's really nice, and if I like get stressed out or like sad or angry, I can just go there and like chill out to like get away from the group.
Other main camps have added mental health professionals to assist both campers and staff members, but cost is a barrier. A survey suggests that about one-fifth of summer camps had a mental health professional on site, while more used on-call support. Maine Teen Camp in Porter recently brought in a professional to assist staff, says Director Monique Rayfuse. They're looking at someone to help campers, too.
You know, would it be nice to have someone hired full-time? Gosh, yeah, but I don't see camps being able to afford that. I think a contracting scenario with one day a week would be a great baby step to the future.
Did you cut this out already?
At Camp Beechcliff, this year's funding for its Chill Zone and other social-emotional programming has come from private and philanthropic donations. And administrators say they're encouraged by the early results. In recent years, they've been forced to send a few kids home each summer due to social-emotional issues. But this year, with more support, they say that hasn't happened. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation with Maine Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Commissioner Amanda Beal. I'm Nora Flaherty.